Good Tuesday. Welcome into the Gary Sharp Show. May the 4th be with you. Let's get that out of the way. If you celebrate, go ahead and celebrate. May the 4th be with you. Just when you wish somebody, may the 4th be with you. And if you're not a Star Wars fan, do not say, so what do you Trekkies do to celebrate the day? I've already heard that today. I'm like, you know what? That's probably, you got them a little bit confused. But for a lot of people, this is a big day, and it's kind of fun. So whether you are with the resistance or against the resistance, welcome in. This is the Gary Sharp Show, 4-hour excursion on a Tuesday, the 4th of May, a day in which, in this community, minor league baseball is back. It has been since the 2nd of September 2019 that the Omaha Storm Chasers have played. It's been a long, long time. Who would have thunk that Union Omaha would have played more at Werner Park than the Storm Chasers have in the last year plus? But that's the case, and minor league baseball is back today, and the Storm Chasers are home tonight at 6:35 to take on St. Paul. I know it is a relief to a lot of people that that is their industry, that minor league baseball is back. It looks different. Affiliations are a little bit different. There is no Pacific Coast League. Now the Storm Chasers play in the AAA East. They will have new opponents, which is kind of neat. I mean, if you're a Twins fan, the Twins have their minor league affiliate in St. Paul. St. Paul, which is owned by Mike Vec, and Fun is Good and all the wacky stuff that they do, they are now an affiliated club, the AAA affiliate of the Twins. So it's more regionalized. A lot of the major league teams that are around here, you'll get to see their AAA team, which is nice. Now, this year, you're going to get to see a lot of the Iowa Cubs, which always draws pretty well out of Werner Park. So we'll talk about more about why people go to Werner Park. And maybe you're going here in the opening homestand. We will be out there tomorrow. They play an afternoon game, a field trip day for the kids, a 12:05 first pitch. We'll be broadcasting live from the Pro Shop or the locker room or the clubhouse. What is their name of? Oh, it's the Stormfront.
Yeah.
whatever it's called. It's some goofy name. But we will be like right in the middle of the medium to extra large jerseys.
Yes.
Right smack there, I'll have stuff popping me in the head. The jerseys, the smell of polyester. We'll be there from 10 to 2 tomorrow. All right, busy show today. We still got stuff left over from Lincoln on Saturday. Of course we do. We now have 114 days until Nebraska and Illinois play to kick off the season on week 0. A little bit later, Matt Lothrow from KATV is going to join us. They're getting busy. I think, won't he join us from... Isn't the Metro Track and Field Championships going on at Burke
I believe
this morning?
So, yeah.
And then into the afternoon?
Yeah,
I believe it'll be, so. You know what? It was nice to have the state tournaments back, and we're getting closer, as Michael and I were talking there in the crossover. The state track and field. I haven't been in a while, just because sometimes it can be a hassle to get into Burke. I'm really looking forward to the state track and field championships that'll come up later this month. But Matt Lothrow will join us at 12:30. Robin Washit at 1. We'll get his thoughts on what he saw on Saturday and the newest addition to the Nebraska basketball program. And then Tom Chattel stops by at 1:20. We'll check in with Tom. People were concerned. Tom came down with a little bit of a pneumonia. He was not in the press box on Saturday. He said he's feeling well, and he will join us at 1:20. Also, we are doing this. George, this is a little bit... on the fly. It's something I thought of as I was walking into the building today. So there's a lot of stuff going on a Tuesday. We got the Storm Chasers opening up. It is Star Wars Day. It is also National Teacher Appreciation Day.
Woo!
Now, it should be every single day.
It absolutely should.
But today they recognize teachers with their day. Let's do something here. George, put up on our Twitter account. It's not a poll. It's just let people share the teacher that has made a difference in their life on National Teacher Appreciation Day. We all have that one, two, or three teachers that to this day, I mean, you've been out of school, some of us 10, 15, 20, 25 years, you still remember that teacher, whether they were first grade to high school or even in college, but more, you know, more when you were a little bit younger in your formative years. So go to our Twitter page, at Gary Sharp Show. If you're not following, please follow. National Teacher Appreciation Day. Tell us about the teacher that made a difference in your life, and we will share that on air throughout the show today. I can tell you I have a couple that come to mind right away.
Immediately.
Mrs. Dutremont was my sixth grade teacher at St. Pius X in Urbandale. She was great. She was a huge Mark Gastineau fan. I don't believe that Mrs. Dutremont is with us anymore. Mm-hmm. She was a huge Mark Gastineau fan. So, of course, that was our immediate connection because all I did was talk sports. But she took an interest in me, and she was one of the first teachers, probably, you know, the very sassy and mature Gary growing up in a Catholic grade school. She was the first teacher that I, like, met on the same level.
Yeah.
And I think she took me places that I never thought I could go when I was in sixth grade. Mm-hmm. In my abilities of learning and expressing my feelings. And that there was a world outside of sports. But Mrs. Dutremont was one of my favorites. So much that when I was about to graduate from high school, and I ended up graduating from Urbandale High School. You know, everybody's supposed to go to Dowling Catholic. I went there for a year and then transferred to Urbandale. She came to my graduation.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I don't believe Mrs. Dutremont is with us anymore, but she had a great family. She loved teaching. She loved teaching at a Catholic grade school. And then the other teacher that made a difference in my life and probably is a huge impact on my career choice.
Uh-huh.
Like, I always wanted to be in radio.
Yeah.
I knew I couldn't be in sports because gravity caught up with me and other things. Mr. Priggy. So Mr. Priggy was a speech teacher, speech acting teacher at Urbandale High School. I don't believe Mr. Priggy is with us as well because he was a little bit older by the time I went through high school. I loved him. He was quirky. You know what he actually did?
Mm-hmm.
He actually, if you take Shane and add about 20 years to him and give Shane about 7-8 more inches of height, that's what Mr. Priggy looked like.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they kind of had the same facial features, both wore glasses.
Yeah.
But he was the speech teacher, and I took every speech class that I could under him, including one year when he wasn't going to be my teacher for one of the speech classes, that I went to the principal and I said, I got to have him. And so Mr. Jones, who was the principal at Urbandale at the time, said, okay. And so I took probably 2 years of speech classes and improv with Mr. Priggy. And then he was the state speech coach.
Wow.
So I the first time I ever really kind of came over to this side of the state was I came to Council Bluffs for the state speech contest.
Oh, I love that.
And then he was the acting coach as well. And so I then... I don't know, got into plays.
I love that.
South Pacific, Diary of Anne Frank, some one-act plays. Yeah, that was me, Mr. Jock, out there on the stage. But, you know, he encouraged me to take an improv class, which I think for anybody, and I tell people that I teach today in journalism, is take an improv class. If you want to get into this business, it'll do you a wonder of good. So those are my two teachers that made a difference. George, you got yours. We'll get to that when we come back. But go to our Twitter page. Let's do this today.
Yeah.
This is a good feel-good Tuesday. National Teacher Appreciation Day. Go to Gary Sharp's show on Twitter. Tell us about the teachers that have made a difference in your life, and we will recognize them, whether they are here in the Omaha area in the state of Nebraska, whether they're with us or not. You are bound, such a small world, you are bound to mention a teacher, and it will spark somebody else going, oh, yeah, that teacher was important to me when I was going to Davis Middle or whatever school you may have gone to. All right, 10:50, good lineup, good discussion today. We'll get into some football stuff left over from Saturday. And Buffalo is realizing what it's like to be a Group of Five school. That's all to come. We roll till 2 on a Tuesday. The Gary Sharp Show with George from the Grunwald Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing Zone Studio on 1620 The Zone.